New England apples always were known for being particularly crisp and flavorful. One thing that was inspiring to my father was coming across in George Washington's journals when they were stationed fighting in Massachusetts that the cider, the Massachusetts cider, was particularly special and extraordinary. And he thought that that in itself redeemed his conviction of the incredible potential and merit of these hill towns for cider making.
We live in the at least North American epicenter for the craft cider renaissance. And joining me to talk about cider and cider days, it is like the Chateaubriand, a first growth Bordeaux of cider in our area, West County cider. Field Maloney from West County Cider and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero. Folks, Cider Days has become a phenomenon where people from all over the country and world come to learn about cider. That celebrates its 25th anniversary, and West County Cider celebrates its 35th year. And you, Field, tell us a little bit of the backstory of West County Cider, how it got started.
My parents had moved from California to Coleraine in 72, and they had made wine for pleasure in Napa when it was just the winemaking movement was just getting going in Northern California. And then they came to Coleraine, and it wasn't a hospitable area for growing grapes, but there was an incredible apple culture. And at that point, the apple culture was starting to fade. Coleraine was called the apple capital of Massachusetts, and these hill towns grow incredible apples. But cider making had pretty much vanished. My father sort of felt with my mother that, you know, here's this thing that has been forgotten but has incredible potential, the fermented fruit of the apple. And here in Western Mass, the apples are better than anywhere.
Why is that, though, Field?
It's partly because of the hillsides and partly because of the soil. Terroir is sort of an overused word, but it's an important word because it's sort of all the things together. The climate, the soil types, like, say, Washington apples tend to be over-irrigated and a little fat and dumb. They're not as flavorful.
Sometimes I feel that same exact way.
Oh, I myself, too. But when we started, no one even thought of hard cider. No one barely even heard of it. It was, of course, over the last few decades, it's sort of grown up and left a house, so.
Which, to me, now when people say cider, I assume it's hard cider.
Yeah.
And if
they
say sweet cider, then I'm like, oh, yeah, that's the stuff I'm going to give my kids, which can also be delicious.
And that's how it used to be.
Yeah. Speaking with Field Maloney from West County Cider, who are celebrating their 35th year as Cider Days, which has become the go-to place to learn about craft cider, largely because of West County Cider celebrating its 25th anniversary. Your family story in regards to this is not without tragedy. Talk about your father and...
My father and mother were making cider for themselves and their friends in the 70s, but I think that they had their eye on trying to take this another step further. So in 84, when I was in about sixth grade, we became a farm winery. I grew up with it. My father, 10 years ago, he was filtering cider and the filter blew and knocked him back. And so he died, but he was very happy at that point because the cool thing was he was 70. He'd had a good, happy life. And I think he was very proud for a long time. In the 80s, the idea of hard cider seemed pretty crazy. They kept it going. By the time he died, the writing was on the wall that this was becoming a big thing. So I think he had some sense of pleasure in this movement. And we by no means are responsible for this movement. We were just an important part of it.
When you talk to other cider makers, they view you and West County as responsible for it. They're all over and over again. Every cider maker I talk to talks about your father and mother and talks about West County.
Yes.
And the fact that, you know, I remember when your father died and what a tragedy it felt like, but it also was sort of beautiful in a sense that he died doing exactly what
he liked.
He loved and created this thing. So, and his legacy lives on in the fact that everybody talks about West County cider when they're talking about craft cider from this area in particular. Coming up, more with Field Maloney on how the Maloney family revived these virtually extinct cider apples and reinvigorated hard cider culture in Massachusetts, the United States, and the world. Franklin County Cider Days is this weekend. Did your parents name you Field because of their occupation in regards to growing?
Well, the funny thing is, I've heard lots of origin stories for this name.
Of your own self.
And one thing is, I was born in Plainfield, Mass., so I'm just Plainfield.
Speaking with Field Mahoney from West County Cider and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero, folks.
When my parents started out, there was all these books from the 1800s about this apple is incredible for hard cider, and this apple is incredible, but no one had actually seen those apples in 100 years. They were totally vanished. And so my father knew someone at the USDA Germplasm Repository in Geneva, New York, which is the largest collection of apple varieties in the Northern Hemisphere. He went around that orchard and grafted rootstock of apples that he'd heard about from these old cider books that you could no longer find in real life. Our orchard has about 30 different varieties. So I picked this morning some of the varieties from our orchard. So the first one I'm going to give you is the Reine de Pomme, which is the queen of the apples. And this is classic in terms of cider apples. So this apple is a French. French apples are known for being very tannic. It's got
and tannic
sweetness.
Is the sweaters on your teeth idea.
It's like sucking a tea bag. The astringent sensation that dries out your mouth. So tannin's a big vehicle of flavor in wine. This here is a Baldwin. Baldwin was the first Massachusetts apple and the first named apple in America.
Huh.
This apple was discovered on the banks of the Middlesex Canal and named after the Revolutionary War hero Leomi Baldwin. And it's a classic New England apple. Mm. It's a classic West County cider apple.
And this one has a little bit more of a spice to it.
This is interesting to me. This is more white wine-like.
Oh, definitely.
Take a bite of that.
What is it?
I'll tell you after you take a bite now. Look at the flesh.
Whoa, it's red flesh.
Hot pink. So that's the Redfield. That's another apple like the Baldwin that we're kind of famous for. And the cool thing is, when I was telling you about the tree repository in Geneva, New York, this was an apple growing in a remote corner of the orchard where the guys were like, my dad, that this has this weird red flesh, this cool apple. Someone should do something with it. So then we planted a bunch of it in Coleraine. And then as we started making cider, this can make a really cool cider. And speaking of my dad and like, I think his influence, now Redfield trees are being grown across the country by cider makers. And they're really sought after. And you're seeing larger and larger plantings.
This one looks like it could be a very light Pinot Noir or something. It's light red, just like the flesh of this Redfield apple that we're trying right here.
And the neat thing about the Redfield ciders is a lot of rosé ciders, even the, you know, artisanal ones, are made using, say, soaking the cider in black currants or soaking them in grape skins to get the color. Whereas this cider is 100%. The color comes from this amazing apple.
What about the last one you've got here?
You got a
Spanish name for this one. Pura
yes.
Vida. That's the official slogan of Costa Rica.
Pure life. It's 100% Macintosh. And I feel like Macintosh among cider nerds sometimes gets too easily dismissed. I think it's sort of an overlooked and unsung apple. And I was really proud that we made these ciders of 100% Macintosh.
This, to me, reminds me of one of my favorite grape varietals of all, which is Riesling, which sometimes gets a bad rep, is oftentimes too sweet. This does have a lot of fruit, but it has enough acidity and that tannin quality to it that it's like, it's absolutely delicious.
Where we make the cider is in Coleraine and impossible to find, but we're moving and we've bought a 62 acre of woods and of apple growing land for the last 250 years that we're starting to replant, which is on Peckville Road across from the Apex Farm Store. And there's one of the most glorious views in Franklin County. You can see three states. And we have a tap room there. And we're open sort of through Thanksgiving. I would be remiss if I didn't mention that Cider Days is coming up. Cider Days from the beginning has always been a real collective thing. There's all these free events and you can learn lots of cool things. And if you have any apple nerd or would-be apple nerd friends, they would totally dig it, I imagine.
We're just high-functioning alcoholics like
that. Yeah.
Ciders from Spain and all over the place at the salon. The
there's 40.
It's incredible to
It's in Monty's hometown of Turner's.
There we go. I walk there and back, so.
November 1st through 3rd.
It's the 25th anniversary.
Field Maloney, who, if his family are the Adamses of cider making, you are the John Quincy Adams of cider making from West County Cider celebrating 35 years. Cider Day celebrating 25 years. And CISA, the local hero, folks, with Phil Corman. You can find out more at buylocalfood.org.